Welcome to Securing Digitalization, the Siemens Cybersecurity Podcast. Digitalization. It's not a new topic, and we're very much used to our digital devices at home. Many of us use the cloud. Many of us have started using artificial intelligence online. But when we look at our factories, at infrastructure, that area is behind. But it's really very fast in catching up. And I'll talk about this, about digitalization for industry, with one Klaus Lukas. Hi, Klaus. Good to have you. And you're the Chief Cybersecurity Officer at Siemens Xcelerator, which is a very interesting platform for digitalization. We'll talk about it in a moment. So hi, Klaus. And you brought with you Oliver Nah. He is responsible for Virtual Zimatic PLC. Let's talk benefits first in my private life. Ooh, fantastic. WhatsApp, and I can talk to my auntie in Australia anytime I want, as long as she's awake. But in industry, Klaus, you've been working in industry for more than three decades. What are the specific advantages of digitalization today?
We have a global competition, and digitalization is becoming increasingly more important in order to develop, to manufacture, and also to sell products faster and more efficiently. And in addition, you will be able to establish new business models.
Sorry if I quickly jump in, but help me with that. I mean, imagine I'm producing whatever parts for cars, and now I use digital tools in my factory. What new business models do you have in mind?
New business models like that you can scale up, for example, with some functionality which you buy on the fly on your device. Usually you have a functionality which is well defined on a device. With digitalization, you can just ramp up, add new features, increase the speed or any things which are already foreseen on the hardware. But with the digitalization, you can put that added value on the digital environment.
A bit like I have an app and then I can book an additional function. I can do that personally, like a map, and then it becomes more powerful. Can you give a specific example?
Yeah, for example, you buy a very, in the usual operation, a very small powered device. The hardware is capable of doing more, but from a business model perspective, you buy just a smaller device. But if you need more, then you can, of course, also buy more functionality, maybe a faster processing or dedicated functionality on that device. And with that, you can now produce for a certain time period. For example, if you are a beer brewery and you have a peak in your production, then you might be able to raise the production just by clicking and getting more power, more functionality, and maybe even more devices because they are virtualized, as we will hear later on with the virtual Zimatic.
If we stay with this example, for example, the brewery. When I was a kid, we visited a brewery. I was born in Munich, so lots of beer being brewed there. And it looks like you have like big levers and big buttons and big wheels. What are specific benefits in this case of a brewery of digitalization? How does it make them faster, efficient, flexible?
Yeah, especially as you are from Munich, you know about the Oktoberfest, and this is a peak, of course, in production. So you need to produce rapidly more for a certain time, and then you get down with your production. So in the past, you needed to buy a lot of devices for the peak outcome. And now you are much more flexible. You can either ramp it up as soon as you need it, and you pay as you need it. And at the end, you can also ramp down in cases when you do not need to produce. Or, for example, if you want to change from one beer kind to the other, this makes it much more flexible if you are digitalized and if you have the environment to be as flexible as possible.
this environment, I probably need to build. I work towards it. There are plenty of digital tools out there already. Siemens has now started a platform called Siemens Accelerator for many such digital tools. Why do we need a platform? What exactly do I get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Siemens Accelerator is a so-called open digital business platform for industrial digitalization. There is a large portfolio of offerings, both from Siemens, but also from many partners. Thus, with the Siemens Accelerator, we support the digitalization journey of our industrial customers. They will be able to use digitalization, for example, to perform data-driven analysis in production, and with that, to optimize their production processes, make it more efficient, and quickly adapt it to any changing conditions.
See, I imagine this a bit like a supermarket. So I go to the shop and I need digital tools. I need something to for planning, something for processing, something for data, maybe edge capability, and then I get it all in one place.
The idea is to make it as simple as this in the future. That digitalization is just a kind of a button click, and you get all those support by offerings from Siemens or from the partners, and you can leverage that in your environment. You can adopt it and you can interconnect it with other offerings and existing infrastructure. That's the appealing thing.
So what I heard so far, yes, digitalization, it is reaching our factories. We see the benefits. More and more are using these tools. And the good news is now these tools are available in one place. Let's look at a concrete example, Oliver. You're working on those industrial controllers, virtual Zimatic PLC. So far, I understand they're little boxes with chips inside, and they perform functions. They control machines. How do you put boxes into a digital platform?
Yeah, and I guess the PLC is a very, very good example, and also an example where I'm really passionate about. I mean, we talked about it at the beginning, yeah? Programmable logical controllers, for short PLC, where are the brains of the factories? And we would like today talk about more about virtual PLCs, which represents also kind of a turning point from, especially also from myself, because if I consider the time when I was around about, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, I was really fascinated about PLC technology, you know, not just playing computer games, but also enjoying first coding, doing web pages, all of these.
Wow. Stuff. When I was 12, I had no clue what a PLC would be. How did you discover that specific interest?
Yeah, and actually, I discovered it at the workplace of my father, because he was working in a very large sawmill. Cutting wood in a sawmill is a quite difficult process, because you have to consider it's a very loud place. It's a very rugged place. It's a place where you see a lot of wood and timber is cutting with high precision in portions of seconds. Yeah, it's not a slow process for sure. And in this environment, we talked about the brain of the factories, but the brain of the sawmill is as well a PLC. They control everything, and I was so fascinated about how can this software in this gray box manage it to make this really happen. Yeah? And this was really for me a personal event. And I mean, considering this year, yeah, when we launched announced at the Hannover Fair the virtual PLC, the Zimatic virtual PLC as part of the Siemens Accelerator program, this was really a kind of a loop that was
so closed. What I hear from you is you started your journey seeing the sawmill, seeing the little box that controls it, and now virtual PLC. What I understand is let's get rid of the box. Let's just use the ability, the processing power, the braininess of it, and put that, yeah, where? In the cloud?
Yeah. And the virtual PLC has some significant benefits in comparison to the physical ones. Yeah, first of all, it enables real hardware independence. So basically any device that is capable to run the industrial edge runtime, what Siemens is offering, can run an application, which is a PLC.
So I could bring you my old laptop, and if the specifications are enough, it would be replacing the box. The actual PLC is just software. It can sit on any device.
It can sit on any device. We have a virtualization layer in between. this is really pure hardware independence. Yeah, and it for sure comes with that, with flexibility. I mean, as you said, from dedicated PCs up to server infrastructure. But I mean, considering the shortages we saw the last years, yeah, when it comes to delivery pipelines, but also when it comes to scalability, for sure. Today one PC, tomorrow two PLCs without any shipment process or something like this. So this is definitely a benefit.
So what I think you're referring to is during the pandemic, a lot of parts were missing. Just if you missed just one computer chip, you might not be able to produce the old school PLC, the gray box. But then if you have a virtual PLC, well, you're independent. You have your devices, you run it on those. And if you need two, you just, buy two pieces of software license. You just get another license.
Yeah. And basically, it's not just license. It's about really manage the software. Yeah. Another benefit is you just manage it via the Edge management system. So this is for sure something which has a UI. If you're an OT guy, I mean, I was an OT guy for a long time, and you can use a UI as you have it today with some typical engineering tools. But on the other hand, we also offer APIs so that you can integrate this whole workflow, how to do this in typical IT infrastructure and in IT landscapes. So this opens really new possibilities, yeah, for workflow optimization, for automation. And if you consider, even new business models are possible.
Like what?
For example, you can say, okay, I need the PLC just to a specific season, yeah. Considering you are in the ski business, for example, and you have to control snow cannons or a lift or something like that, you need the PLC only in winter times, right? This is something you can consider, yeah? That you just pay when you need the PLC.
Okay, so in the past, I would have bought my box no matter what, and it would have been sitting there idle all of summer, and now I can maybe pay a bit less, but I get it whenever I need it, and only then.
Yeah, for example, and still you can use the mature infrastructure of the Simatic ecosystem. So the virtual PLC is still programmable with the trusted TIA portal, for example, like the hardware PLCs. And it's just the PLC, but a virtual one.
Okay. Who is using this? Is this a future project? Anybody already implementing this?
So first of all, we announced it, as I said, at Hannover Fair. We will ship the first version at the end of this year. And I mean, it's an extension to our portfolio. Yeah, I mean, we will see hardware PLCs for a very long time. But it's an extension for customers that are really want to go another way. They are looking for this kind of scalability. And at Hannover Fair, we had a great expert talk with one of our customers, which is the car manufacturer Audi. And they really talked about what is the pain today. And for Audi, it is they have a lot of PLCs right now to run a factory, yeah, hundreds of PLCs.
Can you give us a feeling? Yeah, for a factory, like these boxes, several hundreds for a factory?
Yeah.
So how do you deal with an update? Let's do an update. You walk from box to box? Is that how it works?
Yes, yeah, this is the way in usual scenarios how you would do it. And these are just gray boxes. You have to walk there. If you need another PLC, you have to walk there. You have to mount it. If you need a new functionality, yeah, not just the PLC, a new PLC, but only a new functionality, it might be required that you buy another PLC, for example. And these are the limitations, basically, today.
Now, we want to talk, of course, about cybersecurity. That's the purpose of our conversation. And we'll bring in Klaus to this in a moment. But here's my thinking. On the one hand, yes, it's a lot of work. But then if you have your gray box and there's no internet connection, and if you want to touch it, you have to open it. And is that not in itself more secure? Not connected to the internet? Yes, a bit cumbersome, but that must be quite cyber secure then.
I mean, when it comes to virtual PLCs, for sure, you have additional challenges in comparison to the current world of the pure hardware PLC. In the past, we saw, okay, hardware and software was quite bundled. You had this box, yeah, and we have a very good approach in the industry, the defense in depth concept, where you can really bring additional measures in place to to achieve the three major goals we have usually in the industry, which is confidentiality, integrity, and availability. But with the virtual world, you have to bring additional measures. Yeah, and additional measures are for sure at the end. It's a software like you have your your office software to a certain extent on your PC. Yeah, you have a lot of software around this potentially, because it's not just the PLC that is virtualized, but also other software like ERP software, for example. And due to this, you have to make sure that your software is always up to date.
So there's no way around it. The moment I connect my equipment into a network and then ultimately to the internet, there are additional risks, a bit like whatever in the 90s or early 2000s when, oh yeah, I'm online and then oops, I've got a virus. How do I mitigate that risk, Klaus? Let's bring you back in here. How do I make virtual PLCs and all the other software and offerings on Siemens Xcelerator, how do I make sure they're cyber secure for myself?
Yeah, maybe first coming back to your question before. So why isn't it possible just to disconnect everything and still use digitalization? Because digitalization comes always with networking. So if you want to leverage data, then you need to connect to others. And with more digitalization and networking, this means also to have more attack surface for hackers. So this is something which comes along, and therefore cybersecurity is a key factor for the success of digitalization. So if you want to have digitalization, you have to care about cybersecurity.
Okay, accepted. And probably everybody will agree, and probably you speak to a lot of factory managers who might tell you, you know what? I think I'll pass for now. Let's talk in 2 years. I prefer to have disconnected boxes. Do you get that?
Yeah, but if you want to play in that game, and as we mentioned at the beginning, this is necessary to be competitive in future, then you need also to stick to these cybersecurity
paradigms. So that factory of the person who says, no, maybe in 2 years, that person may stay very cyber secure, but also productivity will be low relative to competitors. They'll just fall behind.
Exactly. So they will leverage all that, these advantages, and others might not be able to leverage that. And also not, for example, these new business models, which make you much more competitive.
If I go on Siemens Xcelerator and I get some of these components, maybe the virtual PLC, how does the Xcelerator, Siemens Xcelerator, make sure that I'll be cyber secure with this?
Yeah. First of all, a digital platform can only succeed if the products and services on it have already been developed with cybersecurity in mind. So it's needs to be some consistent security functionality that are already integrated and that help you with the digitalization and networking so that you can leverage that into your own environment and into your ecosystem. And that's exactly what Siemens Xcelerator provides. So if you want to play in that game, you need to stick to these paradigms. And when I started at Siemens a long time ago, I was a developer for security components. So I had to do all these things for myself. I had to create new security functionality and all that stuff. And it was a challenging task to start from scratch with the complex topic of cybersecurity, I can tell you.
Just to give us a context, like which year roughly are we in now?
Oh, it's three decades, as you mentioned before. So in the 90s, we started with that. And at that time, security was a quite new topic for any things because the devices were not connected at that time. And with more and more connection and coming up with the internet in the mid of the 90s, this gains more and more importance. And today, of course, I would advise against creating own cybersecurity functionality. But in nowadays, you can have that already from a platform. And exactly that's what we want to achieve with the Siemens Xcelerator. We want to make it as easy as possible for our partners and developers to get started with cybersecurity. It's like, just finalizing the sentence, it's just like building a fast lane on the digitalization highway to speed up exactly that cybersecurity in the digitalized industries.
So what I get is if I look at my factory and say, now my production, we need to move to the next level, digitalization, and then I find options on the Siemens Accelerator. All the services, products that Siemens puts into the accelerator, they've been built with cybersecurity in mind. They have been tested for cybersecurity. That's a fair statement. That's true.
And we, in addition, provide basic components and services if the customer wants to customize it or make own applications on top of such a functionality. And this enables our customers to develop their applications with cybersecurity much more easy and much more quickly. For example, this could be security tested functionality for monitoring or logging. So it's very basic functionality, but you can either do it for yourself, which I would not recommend to do, rather than taking something which is already tested or available. And if you can do that, that helps you in creating much more easy also an overall offering or application which has cybersecurity in mind.
That sounds brilliant, isn't it? Like, no, we take care of it. But then how does it work out in a concrete case? And then Oliver, maybe let's pick the virtual PLC. We heard from Klaus, no, it's all developed with security in mind and it's tested. And how do I know my virtual PLC is up for my very specific cybersecurity challenges?
Yeah, and maybe we just consider our sawmill, yeah, from the beginning. And I mean, for a manufacturer today, yeah, you can still for sure stay to the hardware PLC. If you decide, okay, I have some benefits with the virtual one, it's again what we discussed already, the defense in depth concept. For sure, this is the base of everything. But you have to consider additional measures. Yeah, you must make sure, okay, you, as I said, always update the software if needed, because you have other software flying around to the left and to the right. And so the update process is more important than it probably was before.
And that is quite basic hygiene for most of us. I mean, our PCs, we update regularly, once, twice a week, automatically. It's just hygiene, like brushing your teeth.
And most of us. Exactly. It's a little bit different in the industry today. So this is something that's not just about the software, it's also about the infrastructure, in our case, Industrial Edge, that is supporting this to do this in a regular base, but in an industry way. Yeah. So this is something you definitely have to do. On the other hand, you are also more dependent on the supply of your automation components. Yeah. For example, we have a very good standard in the industry, the IEC 62443, yeah, when it comes to what are the measures, and especially how can I rely on a manufacturer that I really get the updates? Yeah, I mean, we might know this also from our personal world. Sometimes you have a very good product, but no updates available anymore. Yeah, this is a pain if you want to run it in a secure environment. These are topics you have to consider. And furthermore, for sure, also when it comes to the networking, so coming back to our wood cutting process, yeah, wood cutting process will probably stay the same. Yeah, it's still this rugged environment, you have these loud machines, and this will all be the same, but you have to consider how to manage my network, that is kind of in a way that I separate data to a certain extent, and the internet connection you mentioned is not a problem for you. This is something you should consider. I mean, even in Accelerator, we have kind of support for this, especially when it comes to partner services, for example.
Okay, so yes, I buy or rent cyber secure components, services, but that doesn't mean it's all done for me. There's a lot I need to do myself, and that's true for everyone. And that is just a cost of digitalization. The benefits, on the other hand, are just huge in terms of financial benefits, sustainability, lower resource use. People have more time for more important tasks. So I also need to do my part. The benefits are huge, but I still need to invest a little bit. But coming back to what you said earlier, Klaus, Siemens Accelerator is not only about Siemens offerings. There are a lot of partners who put their offerings on the shelf. How do I know those have the same high standards of cybersecurity?
Yeah, first of all, we have of course a huge interest to have also complementing offerings from our partners. So there's a basic and intrinsic interest from our side to establish an entire ecosystem. And for doing that, we need to select proper partners, as stated from your side, that are trusted. So therefore, we conduct partner assessments, and they are based, among other things, on the one side, for example, on the validation of the partner's security posture, and on the other side, for example, on questionnaires from the Charter of Trust. And Charter of Trust is an alliance of leading global companies and organizations, which comes from completely different sectors, but they have in common, they commit to basic cybersecurity principles, like having security policies in place, caring about the digital supply chain, or provide a proper incident response capabilities. These partner assessments we are doing for the Siemens Accelerator are based exactly on the Charter of Trust principle, and they tell us to what extent the partners have already internalized cybersecurity and whether they meet our expectations for being a Siemens Accelerator partner. And that makes us trust that we have good partners in place with good offerings that are complying to our expected level of cybersecurity.
So what I've learned today is, yes, digitalization is coming to industry, to factories all around the world, including mine if I'm running one. And of course, I could try to sit it out. The problem is I might be out of business soon because of the huge efficiency gains. Klaus, Oliver, big thanks for your time.